The White House is calling for an end to so-called conversion therapies for gay and transgender young people. The move comes in response to an online petition following the suicide of 17-year-old Leela Alcorn, who took her life last year. She was transgender and had been sent to religious therapists who tried to convert her back to a boy. A White House statement posted online yesterday says, quote, "This administration believes that young people should be valued for who they are, no matter what they look like, where they're from, the gender with which they identify, or who they love." But we should say the Obama administration is not explicitly pushing for action in Congress on this, perhaps a new strategy for a White House that has faced fierce opposition to its agenda on Capitol Hill. In fact, today, White House senior advisor Valerie Jarrett is in Chicago pushing states, cities, and businesses to offer paid sick and maternity leave to employees, policies which are not currently required under federal law. I spoke with Valerie Jarrett yesterday afternoon as part of our View from the Top series of conversations with leaders, and I asked her why she isn't going to Congress. Why isn't the president going to Congress with this message and focusing on getting Congress to pass a law requiring paid sick leave across the country?
Well, we have. We've done just that. The president has called on Congress to pass the Healthy Families Act. It would provide up to 7 days of paid leave for every American. But he's not going to simply wait for Congress because they have not acted. And so his whole message here is while Congress is debating something that should be obvious because we're the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a paid leave policy, let's work with our mayors and governors and city councils and state legislators and private sector employers, small and large, and spotlight how important this issue is to working families and to the overall health of our society.
But is that an admission that after all the promises of President Obama when he was running for office of changing Washington and making it work, that it doesn't work as well as state capitals around the country as well as cities around the country in terms of getting things done?
Well, I think everyone would recognize that it has been a huge challenge getting the Republicans in Congress to work with us to improve the economy, to build the middle class from the inside out. And so the whole purpose of our tour around the country is to highlight what are the best practices that we're seeing, share those best practices, and take that message and hope eventually that will put some pressure on Congress to act.
Where are businesses supposed to come up with the money to pay for this, to pay for paid sick leave?
Well, you know what? It's a good question that you've asked, because what businesses are finding out and what all of the evidence is showing is that companies that recognize that in order to be competitive as a country, we have to make changes in our workplace that reflect the priorities and the values of the worker. So it's not just paid leave and sick leave. It's also making sure that we're raising the minimum wage, making sure that we are paying women the same amount as men for the same job, making sure that we're providing child care credits, which is why in the president's budget he provides a child care credit of $3,000 for every child under five.
But I'm sure you've heard business owners say, though, that if they do those things, they're going to have to lay people off.
Those are stories that you hear from businesses who haven't looked at the evidence, but the businesses that have tried this have a more productive workforce. The workforce is more loyal. And ultimately, in the private sector, the businesses are more profitable. I mean, just take a simple example of an employee who shows up at work sick because they can't afford to stay home. And let's say they then infect everybody who's sitting around them. And then those people either come and work sick or take off and are not productive. So the ripple effect around the office from having someone ill in the workforce can have an impact on your bottom line as well. And again, evidence shows time and time again that companies who understand this and who make this investment get a return on that investment.
And at its core, this is clearly an attempt to get at that broader issue of income inequality. What about what many, though, would say is the best way to do that, which is just to raise taxes on the wealthy, something obviously President Obama has tried to do at certain times and with the Republicans in control of Congress has not been able to do that. Do you think that that's ever going to be possible? Because it is such an unpopular thing for any politician to run on. I'm going to raise taxes.
Well, what the president is saying is let's have a fair tax system. Let's not make the middle class bear the burden while we're providing tax relief to those at the very top. And but at the same time, we also have to government can't solve this alone. We also have to make sure that we are educating the private sector about what the evidence is and what investments that they can make, what kind of a difference it'll make. And it's not just the private sector, it's the public sector too. We're leading by example here at the federal government. The president wants to make sure that in government we are able to attract and retain the very best employees as well. And so we're taking several steps to make sure that we're creating an environment. For example, right now, I'll just tell you, so we have three women in the White House who are pregnant, and we provide 3 months of paid leave. And that's a really important benefit, and it's not just available to the women, it's available to the men.
So why haven't market forces, do you think, led to that happening all across the country?
Well, in some instances, we are beginning to see market forces focus on this issue. For example, we launched our tour last week in Seattle with Tom Perez, and we were joined by representatives from Microsoft. So Microsoft just announced that they're now going to require their suppliers to provide paid sick leave as well. And so we are beginning to see the private sector also make changes. And part of what we do as government is highlight those best practices to make it easier for companies who are so busy just trying to focus on doing things as they've already always done them to take a look at what might happen if they try something different and how that could inure to their bottom line.
Aside from this initiative, what else does the president want to get done before he leaves office?
Well, you know, he has a very ambitious agenda, and as he likes to make a sports analogy, we're in our fourth quarter, and really important things happen in the fourth quarter. And so if you heard his State of the Union this year, it focused on this middle-class economics. What can we do to make sure that families have higher wages? What can we do to make sure that we are training them for the jobs of the future? And then obviously you just saw his recent announcement about the progress that we're making with Iran, ensuring that they don't develop nuclear weapons. Trade is a big part of our agenda, and that fits really quite nicely into the working families agenda because I just had a meeting with a group of business leaders here at the White House, and all of them are exporters, and they were each explaining to me how many of the jobs that they've created are because they export outside of the United States.
We Although a lot of people who are with you on what you're talking about today are going to be against you on trade policies, people like Elizabeth Warren, perhaps.
Well, I will say this, that I think that as we are negotiating the trade deals as well as TPA, what we are determined to do is to make sure that the trade deals are good for the American worker and good for our economy. We have a limited number of people to whom we can sell our goods and services in this country. And so it is really important that we open up our doors and be able to export our goods to other countries. And the growing market in the world is Asia. And what is clear is if we don't take advantage of the opportunity to do so, China will. And we want to be the ones setting the rules of the road and not basically yielding ground to China. And so this is good for our country. It's good for our businesses. It's good for our workers. And it's going to be up to us to sell that to the American people and obviously to the members of Congress as well.
Valerie Jarrett, I have one more question before I let you go. The last time you and I spoke, which was back in June of 2013, I asked you about immigration. I just want to play a little bit of that. When do you think we're going to have an immigration bill?
Very soon. I think one of the bright spots in terms of Congress working with the administration is on comprehensive immigration reform. Within Congress, bipartisan group of eight leaders in the Senate came together and forged a bill that's already passed out of committee in a very bipartisan vote, and we're optimistic that it'll have a successful vote on the Senate floor and then move to the House.
So when you say soon, are we talking about this summer?
Yeah, or? Absolutely, this year.
So obviously that did not happen. What do you think are the prospects for immigration reform at this point going forward? We know the president acted on his own to do some of what he wanted to do, but what about more broadly?
Well, you know, it was very painful when you played that tape because I was very optimistic, and I was optimistic because the Senate passed a bipartisan bill and we had reasonable assurances that there was support from members of Congress and certainly the American people overwhelmingly support a comprehensive solution. And you're right, the president took his steps that he could within his legal authority, and we are determined that we're going to win, because it's obviously being litigated now in the court system. Eventually, we're certainly going to get comprehensive immigration reform. It's a matter of time. Clearly, the demographics are moving in favor of it, and it's just really disappointing that we were unable to get Congress, the Republicans in the House, quite frankly, to support what had been passed by the Senate. So it's something that I think the president still thinks is important for our country. We need to have a rational system. We need to be able to, as he says, make sure that we are aggressively deporting felons and not breaking up families. We need to be able to provide a path to citizenship to people who are prepared to work hard and play by the rules and pay back taxes and get right with the law. So I don't have a crystal ball. I clearly was wrong when I was optimistic when I sat down with you before, but I certainly think that our country is going to move in that direction. It's just a matter of time.
Valerie Jarrett, Senior White House Advisor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking me.